I'm Rob Thayer. I'm a retired professor of landscape architecture. I was on the executive board roughly from the last part of the 1900s to approximately 2004. And for me, the reserve has always been about the creek itself. What's the first thing you do to restore the environment of a creek channel is make sure there's water. So if you have a stream with water, the vegetation comes, the wildlife comes, the ecosystem heals itself. Do you have to come to a preserve to come to nature, or does nature something that envelops us all and includes the technologies that we depend on? Gravel mining essentially has, for the last several, well, more than a decade, paid for this organization and the establishment and running of this reserve. We all are consumers of gravel. We walk on sidewalks. You know, we drive on streets. We make concrete. And we need to take responsibility for our own demand. We have to understand that our relationship to technology and our relationship to nature are entwined. There is a certain amount of money to be given per ton harvested of gravel that would go into restoring the creek. And this preserve was a good way of saying, yes, I'm a principal responsible party. I use gravel, but I also would like to make sure that the creek gets healed up and that places like this become possible. I would say the creek itself is the environmental bloodstream. Nature isn't something that's constrained to a pit that used to be a gravel pit. Nature is an enveloping matrix in which we live. And the whole system, the creek and the ponds and the nature preserve and the slough and so on, have a great deal of impact on the kids. It's just really important to get kids out to a real place where they can interact with the nature preserve.